Yes. 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 I know why I'm here. Everybody died, and you want to know if I did it. The answer is no. I didn't do it. I even liked some of those people, and the men really liked me. I don't want to say. I don't have to if I don't want to. If I tell you, you won't hurt me, right? And you won't let anyone else hurt me? Oh, okay. Okay. It was my father. My daddy. He did it. No, I don't think he had any help. Well, I didn't see everyone die. If anyone else was killing people, then they probably worked for my daddy. He's very important. He was so violent. He hurt so many people. There was blood everywhere. Some even got in my hair. I think it's still there. No, I can wait to take a shower until later. The nice paramedic who found me told me that it was very important that I speak to you first, detective. Do you really need to know all of it? I mean, from the beginning? Just please promise, please, that you won't be mad at me, okay? Father Bill would be so angry that I told. He would call me a filthy whore of Satan and beat me. And I don't want you to be mad at me like that. You seem really nice. I ended up at Our Lady of Tears because they said I was an orphan. I'm not, though. My mummy died having me, but my daddy has always taken care of me. They tried to take me from him, but he followed me because he loves me. My daddy's name? He's Andras. No, I don't think he has a last name. He only needs the one. I don't know why he isn't on my birth certificate. He's always been my daddy. He's a good daddy. He tries to teach me important things so I can grow up big and strong and not weak like most people. But I keep getting separated from him, and I think that's why he gets so mad. No, I didn't see him for months before tonight. They took me away from my home. I didn't want to go. The old house in the woods was where I lived with Daddy and sometimes his friends. Yeah, the nice couple with the backpacks saw me. I guess they told someone about me before they were murdered, and they came to get me. I'm really sorry about what happened to them. They couldn't find any of my family, so they took me to the Our Lady of Tears Mental Health Care Facility. Everybody just calls it the pit, though. Because it's an awful place, and no one gets out, not really. I was there for over 3 months. New people came in all the time, and no one was ever released or even transferred. How can it be temporary if nobody leaves? I don't care what your records say. People vanished. No one ever got better. Were they nice or mean there? You sure ask a lot of questions that you already know the answers to. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll play the game properly. They could be mean, but they were worse when they were nice. When they were nice, they would give you things like extra food or a CD or a movie. That meant they wanted you to do stuff for them. Sexy stuff, usually. Oh, you want to know the details, do you? I bet you do. Well, when I first got there was another girl about my age. Her name was Ariana. She was small and blonde and very pretty. You know, the kind of curvy in that really sexy way. We became best friends. One day they told us to go to the basement, to the camera room. Well, that's what we called it. It only had a camera and a tarp on the floor. One of the men would be running the camera, and one of the doctors would be sitting in the corner. He'd have a clipboard like he was doing tests, but he wasn't. He'd tell us to do things. This time, he told Ariana and I to take off our clothes. I didn't mind, but Ariana was scared. She said no. So I helped her not to be scared. I knew what the men wanted. I always know what men want. This time, the men wanted us to be naked and to kiss. So we did. I whispered in Ariana's ear that the men were bad, but that she shouldn't worry. I'd make her feel really good, so she should act like it was just me and her in the room. After that, things got easier for her. What happened next? They just wanted us to stand there and keep kissing. It was boring, so I ignored them. I told Ariana to lay down and to spread her legs, and she did. She was so small and beautiful. Her cunt was so adorable, so wet. Turned out she liked me a lot. What did I do? Silly. I went down on her. I knew she'd like being licked all over her little pussy, and only a little around her clitoris because that would be too much for her. I also fingered her just right. She was really happy and bucked her hips into my face and held my head there. She even said she loved me. The men really liked it, but I didn't do it for them. Who taught me how to do that? Daddy taught me how to fuck, of course. Who taught you? Well, next, I showed her how to make me feel good. How to lick and nip at my breasts and nipples. How to bite my neck hard enough to leave marks. How to pin me down and tell me that she owned me before she went down on me. She did a really good job. I came so hard I lost control a little. There was even a fire. After that, Ariana was kind of my girlfriend. Yes, there was another time where they wanted my friend Daniel to do things to me. He really liked me and didn't want to hurt me. I thought he might try to fight the men, which was so sweet, but they would have killed him, so I had to help. You know, this isn't really any fun. I mean, I'll still answer your questions, but it would be much easier if I could show you. I can't? Oh, good. Let me just take off these stupid hospital clothes. Okay, that's good. No, I do have to be naked to show you. Of course I do. I'm safe with you, aren't I? You're a police officer. Everyone knows police officers don't hurt little girls, right? So what happened was they told Daniel to fuck me. He wanted to, but he was so nice. He didn't want to do it in front of the bad men, so he was going to try to fight them and save me. He's seen too many movies. I touched his arm and I gave him my look. I can't really explain it, so why don't you let me show you that too? That's right. Just look into my eyes. Forget about all the other officers, dead people, the fire, and everything. It's just you and this sexy, helpless little thing in here with you. There. Now you're ready for me to show you. So I got down on all fours, on my hands and knees, just like this. I don't mind, missionary, but it gets a little boring sometimes. And I knew that the bad men wanted Daniel to be rough with me. So doggy seemed like a good choice. Okay, detective, I'll be me, and you be Daniel. You should really be able to see how wet I am from just talking about this. It's so naughty. Yeah, just pull your cock out. I like yours. I mean, I like Daniel's cock too. But there's something about an older man's cock that's just delicious. Now get behind me. Yeah, just like that. I know you're going to want to be gentle. I can see it in your eyes. I look a lot like your daughter, don't I? Yeah, I do. Your daughter. She's gone to college, but you miss her so much, don't you? So even though you want to fuck me, you really want to be gentle, don't you? How sweet. Don't be gentle. Be rough. Just thrust into me hard, the way you would with one of the women you fuck on your way home at night. You know, detective, the ones you don't have to pay because they're so afraid of you. Do it now. Yeah, just like that, detective. You're so good at this. And then Daniel started pounding me really hard. Oh, yeah, exactly like that. He wanted to be nice just like you, but I wouldn't let him. I made him submit to me so I could submit to him. Isn't that funny? He was afraid, so I showed him how to be brave, how he could be strong and take what he wanted, how he could call me his little slut and use me like I was a thing he didn't care about. It came very, very, very hard. And afterwards, afterwards, he was kind of my boyfriend. You should stop now. You should stop. I said stop. Now. Oh, you poor baby. I see how hard you are. Your cock is just dripping. Don't worry. I'll make you come before the end. I just wanted to be sure you were ready for when I showed you the rest. Yes, I know. I know you didn't find Ariana or Daniel. They're missing, not dead. I'm not sure exactly where they are, but I bet they're with my daddy now. Maybe in the forest. I don't think you're gonna have time to find them, though. Don't you want to hear the rest of what happened there? It was so dirty and so wrong. It was almost too much for me. Almost. I mentioned Father Bill. He was the chaplain for the hospital. He liked to pretend he was everyone's friend. Well, he did like us, just not in the way he was supposed to. I mean that if he called you into his office, it was because he was going to fuck you. And not like a normal person. It was going to hurt. He even made the tough patients cry by the time he was done with them. One day, I got a call to his office. It wasn't my first time with him, but each time got a little worse, a little more sick. I thought I was ready for anything, but I wasn't. He had something special in mind for me. He was much smarter than I thought he was. He had started to understand, and I hadn't noticed it. Daddy would say I'd been a stupid little slut, and everything that happened was my own fault. Daddy would say it was a learning experience. Now, Father Bill was a sick person, but he was still a priest. So he started thinking about things that had happened since I got there. How I got everyone to perform really well for the camera. How fires started when I got mad or had an orgasm. The words that started appearing on the walls when no one was around. How I knew what everyone wanted or feared. And how much pain I could take without passing out. He thought I was possessed. Can you imagine that? Me? Possessed? Anyway, he had a special bed in his office. I think it was for the really bad patients. It had straps for the arms and legs, and you could move them around so you could position people just right. Now, I hated Father Bill, but I was really excited by that bed. So he told me to lay down. And I did. Just like I'm going to lay down on this table right now. So I'll be me. And you, detective, will be Father Bill. So I had my arms strapped like this. But he left my legs free. He said I was Satan's whore and that he would save me. He was so angry and so turned on. Well, I knew that he didn't just want to save me because he already had his cock out and it was very hard, just like yours is now. He had a cross in one hand and a Bible in the other. We don't have a Bible, but aren't you wearing a crucifix, detective? Yeah, that's right. You take it off and hold it just like that. That's perfect. So he started by yelling, "I cast you out in the name of blah, blah, blah." The words don't really matter, so you don't have to bother. But he got up close to me and he pushed the crucifix right into my forehead. "Go on, detective." Yes, it burned me. Just like that. I was surprised. I had never had that happen before. I'd never touched a filthy, holy thing like that before. And then he saw how fast I healed. And he got really excited. He pretended to be saving my soul, but now he knew he could hurt me way worse than anyone else. And I would just get better and be ready for more. To be honest, detective, as much as I hated Father Bill, that idea really turned me on. Does that make me a bad girl? I cursed him and called him a fucking rapist. Oh, I'm sorry. I know I'm not supposed to swear, but he really was a rapist. He slapped me hard across the face and then put the cross right on my nipple. "Go ahead, detective. I can tell that you want to." I'd never felt pain like that before. I felt so helpless. And he just kept calling me awful names and burning me all over. Yeah, like that. No, so much. And when I was distracted, he got up on top of me and just started to fuck me so hard. It was like he wanted to punish me with his cock. More like that. He kept thrusting into me and burning me, and I could barely take it anymore. And then he must have gotten too excited, because he came just like you are right now. Yeah. Oh, and I felt his filthy cum fill me all up inside me. I felt so dirty. But I also felt really turned on. He saw I was crying. And he pulled up. I think he might have even felt a little bad for me. But I hadn't come yet, so I got mad and I laughed at him and I called him an impotent pervert. Do you know what he did then? He pushed the cross right into my cunt. Right. Just like that. It felt so good. Oh, it felt so good. I couldn't help myself. And then it was over. And he let me out of the straps. And he asked me why I couldn't be exercised. I told him I was never possessed. I was always just my daddy's little girl. Oh, that's sweet of you to be worried if you hurt me. But like daddy always says, tears just mean you've been fucked properly. Oh, no. You definitely found Father Bill's body. He was just a lot more spread out than the rest. I might have helped Daddy a little with him. Oh, no. Oh, no. Do you hear that, Detective? Yeah, those sounded like screams. Not the happy kind. I know who it is, though. I can hear his claws click on the floor and smell the rot on his breath. It's Daddy. It's Daddy. He finally found me. But he doesn't sound very happy. Whatever will he think when he finds me here? Naked? Bruised? Burned? Filled with your cum? Oh, Detective, you should probably start running now. Not that it's gonna help. The detective is gone now. It's just me, and I'm gonna be leaving soon. If you hear this, and you're all alone, or nobody cares about you, you can come and live with me and Ariana and Daniel and all my other friends. We're going to be in the wild places, and I'm going to teach them how to be happy and free and strong, just like Daddy taught me. No one will be able to hurt you again. Just go to where the trees grow high and dark and say my father's name. He'll come and find you and bring you to me. And then you will never be alone again.